There's no one out here watching. Waiting. That this isn't some kind of a trick. A trap. No. No, I'm just being paranoid. Further up, the road is mostly clear. I see a temporary flash of yellow headlights before a car turns off into a side road. A cluster of people linger in a shop doorway. Some kebab or burger place. The name of the takeaway restaurant is too far away for me to see from here. Their faces blurred. There is no chance that they will see mine. Do it. Do it now before you lose your bottle. Guilt swells turbulently in the pit of my stomach, like a dark storm brewing, and a surge of adrenaline floods my system at the thought of what I'm about to do. If I stand here much longer, I might faint. My brain throbs inside my skull, a loud whooshing inside my ears. I bring my eyes back to the box. The bold yellow lettering screaming out at me like a warning. Do not open unless you need our services. A silent alarm will activate. My hands shake as I reach out and pull down the handle. Too late to change my mind. Too late to go back. One last look. I will allow myself that much, at least. Tugging at my coat, I peer down to where the tiny baby is nestled against the warmth of my body. Her long, thick lashes rest on the edges of the chubby bulges of her pink cheeks. Tufts of wispy hair poke out from where the blanket is wrapped around the top of her head. Sleeping soundly now, oblivious of her fate. Her tiny doll-like features, no longer twisted with rage and frustration at being pushed out into the world by the detached, frantic woman she'd been born to. Lifting her to my face, I breathe in the sweet smell of her. A combination of soap and freshly baked bread, before pressing my lips to the warmth of her forehead. A single tear escapes my eye as I register that this, my first kiss, is also to be my last, before we say goodbye. I feel as if my heart is breaking in two as I place her inside the box, careful to lie her gently in the plastic crib there, lined with a mattress and blanket of its own. She'll be warm here. Safe. I notice the envelope, the bold letters printed on the front. Please take this. Such a pitiful swap. My child, my own flesh and blood given in exchange for a piece of paper inside of an envelope. A life that grew inside of me, traded for empty words of advice and reassurance, and a charity phone number that I know I won't call.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me,
I start. Except my voice cracks under the enormity of the words as they leave my mouth. The finality of what I'm about to do hits me and I start to sob. I think of the silent alarm. How it would have been activated. How someone will be coming for the baby. I think about the alternative and why I know I have to do this. The threats that he'd made. The things that I have no doubt he is capable of doing to me. Of what would happen to my baby if I didn't go through with this.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But this is the right thing to do for both of us. I must keep you safe.
I move, quickly, fast on my feet, back towards my car that I've abandoned much further up the road. I don't look back. 2. Jenna. No bag.
No bag?
Shit! No fucking keys! Jenna stares at the windows of her ground floor flat, knowing that they are all locked from the inside and without her keys, now that the Uber has driven off, she's stuck out here. Shit! Her head is pounding. A sharp jolt of pain radiates from her temples, as if she is being repeatedly jabbed there. Is that why her thoughts are so fuzzy and sporadic, and she can no longer think straight?
Did she hit her head?
She thinks that maybe she did.
But she can't quite.